The area in northeastern Sri Lanka that's controlled by the country's rebel group, the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, gets smaller every day. Sri Lankan Army spokesman Udaya Nanayakara says the capture of the rebel naval base at Chalay is another sign that Asia's longest-running war is coming to an end.
Yes, strategically, this was one of the logistic base where they cut down all the supplies. With the capturing of this, all their supply activities will be completely curtailed.
The capture of the rebel naval base could not be independently verified, since Sri Lanka's government prohibits journalists from entering war-affected areas. Nanayakara said more than 1,000 civilians fled a government-controlled safe zone to escape intense fighting in the northeast, where the Tamil Tigers are trying to defend their last remaining strongholds. A huge number of civilians are trapped in the fighting, and civilian casualties are rising, says the UN and other relief agencies. Sarasi Wijeratna is the spokesperson for the International Committee for the Red Cross, which is operating in the war-hit areas.
We estimate there to be around 250,000 people who have been, you know, caught in the fighting. And there are concerns for their physical safety because of the ongoing combat operations and these people being confined to an increasingly small area.
About 300 patients, mainly civilians wounded in the conflict, were evacuated to a community center within rebel-held territory, aid workers say. The hospital where they were staying had been repeatedly shelled in the fighting. The government has urged civilians to move to a safe zone near the town of Malativu, but human rights groups and some diplomatic sources say Tamil rebels often refuse to allow people to leave. The Tamil Tiger rebels have been fighting since 1983 for an independent homeland for Sri Lanka's Tamil minority. More than 70,000 people have died in the conflict. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Colombo.